The Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
So God knew to change Abram, he had to convince him. And how did he convince him? With these words. Get me a heifer. That is where the Rocky music. Can you imagine? Get me a heifer. Do you know what Abram just heard? Is that even legal? You want to do a covenant with. I'm man. Is it possible? Because Abram had done it with other families, and that was a good thing to do, because there were enemies back then. You wanted to build walls around cities. There was reasons for that. You wanted your weakness, somebody else to have a strength in your weakness. You wanted that. That helped you and strengthened you, kept you alive, kept your family alive. Covenant was huge. Made you stronger. And so, you know, is insurance and security and sleep at night. But God? So, in order to know this, let's just go quickly through this. And I was thinking about, because I want to get somewhere, especially for the ones that heard this, but I don't want to skip this too much, because Mom has, she knows she's going to use this. God knows. But you know, Jesus taught dialing it in and focusing it in. Remember the lawyer said, which of the greatest law is the great, you know, of the commandments is the greatest law? And he was talking about 613. And Jesus said, well, dial it into these two. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. That'll help you out. Dial it in. You focus in there. And all these will take care of themselves. You know what we need to dial into? Covenant. You know what? Every day of your life, the word covenant should come out of your mouth. I'm not kidding you. It's totally changed me. It's totally changed the way I see stories now. When I talk to Froggy, when I talk to Jared, when I talk to people, it's covenant. When I talk to Candy, we talk covenant. It's covenant. It's covenant. That's the way it's supposed to be. Covenant-minded. God is totally covenant-minded. The whole book is covenant. Amen? So he's got to convince Abram, right? And he says, go get me a heifer. Well, what was going on in Abram's mind when, and here is, really quick, the process of a covenant made between two families in the Jewish communities, right? All right, so number one, a promise and agreement was made, all right? That's the first thing that happens in a covenant. A promise and an agreement is made. And underneath that, you give one to another everything they have and all they represent. And no longer are you two, but you are one in order to fill the weaknesses of the other person. So that is a good thing. Then you would prepare a blood covenant and a comment would be made such as, go get a heifer. Right? So God made that comment. So they would go get the animal and they would split the animal down the spines, take the two halves, put them opposite of each other, and there would be what the Hebrew called the way of the blood in the middle of it, all right? And then they would exchange coats, and the coats would become authority. It was an agreement of authority and righteousness, and all that I have is now mine, and all that you have is yours. Remember when we did a lot of the Indian reservations and stuff? I'm always coming home with a coat. Terry. Don't they give you coats? Yeah. The Indians give you coats. Yeah. There, you know what that is? You know what that sign is? Covenant. They're more covenant than we know. I'm going to tell you something else, church. The gang members, talk to them. We've talked to them. Kevin, you know this. You talk to some of these guys that are, in those motorcycle gangs like Hell's Angels and the band, the Doritos. But there are stories that if you get and break that covenant, they'll come cut that tattoo off of your body. I mean, well, I'm just trying to tell you, they're covenant-minded. And Indians and Jews are very covenant-minded people. God is covenant-minded. We need to become more covenant-minded. If we're going to be able to go, a giant? Big deal. This is happening? Big deal. We're covenant-minded. We're in covenant. Don't forget your covenant. Can you imagine David's brothers when they heard David, if they did hear David say that? I bet he said it loud enough. He's uncircumcised. I bet David's brothers went, golly. I know, I forgot to. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, praise the Lord. So agreements were made. They prepare a blood covenant, make a way of the path of the blood. They would exchange coats. They would exchange weapons. And here's what it says underneath that. My strength is now your strength. My weapons are now your weapons. Your enemies are now my enemies. Yes. Now, listen, are we able to get it or not? Up here. No? Jared? Scriptures. Yes? Okay. I want to show you an example of, the reason why we don't know this is because we're streaming and we have these cameras and stuff. I want to show you covenant talk with God, because covenant means your enemies are now my enemies. My weapons are your weapons. And this is what happens when you're covenant-minded. You think like this. You are the little guy walking down the hall with the big dude behind you. Nobody's coming. They're scared and they're running. You're thinking because it's you, but it's the big dude behind you. All right. Now, let's put up Psalm 89, 20, 28 through New Living. One of my favorite. I've camped here. Wow, we got on the little one here. I have found, this is God speaking. I have found, now isn't that interesting? Found. I love that. I have found. Who found? God. God speaking. He found. When you find your keys, that means you were looking for your keys, and God's eyes are searching to and fro. He is, come on. He's looking for someone who's covenant-minded here, and I'll do great things, and I got your back. My goodness, I got you. It doesn't matter what the economy, it doesn't matter anything. I got you. I have found my servant David, and with my holy oil I have anointed him. Click. I need this in the New Living Translation. Is that possible? Really? Click. Really? New Living Translation, Psalm 89, 20 through 28. No, we're in Luke now. Let's just go the old-fashioned way. He'll find it. We'll get it. Well, this is not old-fashioned, but Let me finish this game of solitaire real quick. Psalm 89. Are y'all turning or not? Oh, well, you don't have it in the New Living. I want you to see it. Okay, let's go to verse, let's start over. 20. I have found my servant David. Thank you, by the way, John Mark. I have anointed him with my holy oil. Click. I will steady him with my hand. Now, this is God speaking. I will steady. David knew he would. David knew there was no pressure on David. David could run full speed at Goliath, trip, fall, the stone, go backwards, and you'd see the greatest curveball in the history of the world. You would have seen the first heat-seeking stone. Goliath could have went, boom, boom, that stone would have followed him. And with my powerful arm, I will make him strong. But I don't feel strong. I'm weak. You don't know covenant.
Tell it.
Has nothing to do. That is a matter of, that's pride, what you just said. And he said, when you come to me, you come clothed in humility. Everything else is pride. You don't know covenant if you're doing that. I will steady him with my hand, and with my powerful guns, I will make him strong. God has guns. The gun show. Click. His enemies will not defeat him. What is he talking? Somebody tell me what he's talking. That's all covenant. All of that is covenant. That's why David said, who is this uncircumcised? He's God's enemy. Cricket, cricket. Okay, I'll go. That's the way we should be. Covenant. I have a covenant with him. Thank God for your covenant. He'll never break his covenant. He put it on a book with your name up there with all those blessings in it. He wrote your path, your Derek. I won't break my part. You honor yours. You honor yours. David honored it. David respected it. David wouldn't even touch God's anointed, even if the anointing left him. He once was anointed. I bet if David spent some time with some of us, he'd at lunch after this, he'd go, are you not afraid? You're talking about that person. Are you not afraid? No, I'm just talking about, that's God's anointed. Man, I wouldn't touch him. See the difference? That's covenant-minded. His enemies will not defeat him. This is God speaking, nor will the wicked overpower him. Why? I'm in covenant with him. Now watch God here. He takes the microphone, click. I will beat down. I know we got mainly women here and mainly Billy Brim followers type ladies here. Bless your heart. And you're probably not used to stuff like this, but a lot of times where I speak, there's a lot of guys who've seen WWE wrestling, where Hulk Hogan used to get the microphone. As a matter of fact, I have spoken in one, you know those cage matches, those MMA? I spoke in the cage between fights. Blood's all over the place. Bikini girl doing this thing here. On the round, you know? I couldn't believe they got me in there. Guess what I spoke on? David. I spoke. They liked it. They had their beard. Hey!
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.